This is Radio Superior 1932, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1932. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1932. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes. It's November 7th, 1932, and the Martin and McKenna Show is on the air. I'm Jack McKenna. Lou Martin is standing by with your Fagerlin and Berg Fuel Company 5 o'clock news. We'll have weather, too. Things are going to get a little cold, folks. Community news with Harriet Farig, and then the best music we can muster up for you. But now with the Fagerlin and Berg Fuel Company's 5 o'clock news, here's Lou Martin. Good evening, Lou.
Well, good evening, Jack, and good evening, listeners. With Election Day just a day away, the presidential candidates are going all out for that last vote. President Herbert Hoover's special train rumbled across the wastelands of Wyoming and Utah. Hoover stopped this afternoon to speak in Salt Lake City before heading on to Elko, Nevada. There, President Hoover will make the traditional appeal to Americans to vote tomorrow. Mr. Hoover says he's imbued with the feeling that a great tide of support is coming his way. He'll travel to his hometown of Palo Alto, California, to vote tomorrow. Governor Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave 4 speeches this afternoon to his home folks in the Hudson Valley and will deliver his last speech tonight in Poughkeepsie, New York. He too voiced supreme confidence of victory tomorrow. Socialist nominee Norman Thomas spoke in Milwaukee today, and he told that socialist stronghold that the United States needs better solutions than are being offered by the Democratic and Republican standard bearers. Communist Party William Foster pointed to his sellout crowd in Madison Square Garden today as reason for optimism. He drew as many as Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Hoover when they made their recent appearances at Madison Square Garden. Heavy voter turnout is expected tomorrow across Wisconsin. More than 1.25 million people are expected to cast their ballots in the state. The big reason for lots of interest is these tumultuous times, the bad economy, the uprisings overseas with heavy communist and socialist influences. Closer to home, the Dairy State will select a new U.S. senator to replace the retiring John Blaine, and a new governor since incumbent Republican Phil La Follette lost in the primary to former Governor Walter Kohler. And KUWS radio news reporter Mike Simonson looks at the local races in Douglas County. Good evening, Mike.
Well, hello to you, sir. We have a close three-way race for sheriff. Incumbent Republican Frank Carlson is being challenged by Democrat William Murphy and independent former sheriff W.R. McGuire. Communist Party candidate Olmstead isn't expected to be a factor in the race. 25,000 people are expected to cast votes tomorrow in Douglas County, according to County Clerk A.R. Cole. And City Clerk R.E. McKegg expects more than 20,000 in the city of Superior. There are also seats up for grab in State Assembly Districts 1 in the city, with Democrat Maurice Weinberg challenging Republican incumbent Mrs. Agnes Charbonneau. Second District makes up part of Superior and all of Douglas County, where Assemblyman James Westland faces Democratic challenger Van Nosdahl. Congressional District also is contested. Republican Congressman Hubert Peavy is getting a run for his money from Superior Democrat Peter Cadigan, Lou.
Well, we'll be watching those races closely tomorrow. That's KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson. On the international front, there's hope for some order out of the chaos going on in Germany. In its 5th national elections this year, German voters handed a decisive loss to the Nazi Party and its leader, Adolf Hitler. Herr Hitler's popular vote slipped from 38% to 33%, losing 35 seats in the Reichstag. While the communists, they gained a few seats with 100 representatives to the Nazis' 195. The government of Franz von Papen will remain in power since it has the support of the veteran president Paul von Hindenburg. Late today, Chancellor von Papen offered the Nazi chieftain, a spot in the cabinet hoping to consolidate power against the communists and the socialists. Von Papen believes that he can make the move without any promise of more power to Adolf Hitler. The Fagerlin and Berg Fuel Company news time is 5:06. Jack, you have some news of your own from this fine local company.
Sure do, Lou. You know, you've heard the Fagerlin name around these parts since the 1880s, when Grandpa Fagerlin first started delivering water. Yes, water, to local businesses. That was before the main lines were built, so people had to learn how to depend on the Fagerlin name for service way back then. Since then, they've gotten rid of the old horse and buggy and now transport the best heating fuels by truck. That includes dustless coal to keep your furnace and home clean. They have Nordic and Congo coal at just $7.95 a ton. This is reliable coal with reliable service that you need during our cold upcoming winter months. They also have excellent kindling wood and furnace chunks, too. So dial Broad 18, where the service is always appreciated and courteous. Good friends, that's Fagerlin and Berg Fuel Company in Superior. They'll keep you warm and cozy, Lou.
Just like a big dog at the foot of the bed.
If that's how you do it, Lou. But really, I think you need a hot water bottle.
Okay, Jack. Friends and neighbors are important, you know, in times of trouble. And the good people of Upper Wisconsin rallied to the comfort of the well-known druggist Floyd Priest today. Only one drugstore in each district of the city remained open today, as most closed to attend the Masonic funeral of Mr. Priest. He died suddenly and unexpectedly of a heart attack at 7 p.m. Saturday at his drugstore at 2131 East 5th Street. Friends were unaware that his doctor, John Baird, had warned him to work less and take it easy after a heart attack just the week before. Dr. Baird was summoned when Mr. Priest was stricken and was present when he passed away. Mr. Priest first came to Superior in 1897 at the age of 20 and established his business in the East End. He is survived by his mother, with whom he made his home. In Milwaukee, there's hope of a bustling trade someday with foreign ports coming to the Great Lakes. The Swedish freighter, the Gray Beaver, docked there this weekend, unloading pulpwood from Sweden. Right now, no ships drawing more than 14 feet of water can make its way from the Atlantic Ocean into the Great Lakes. Plans for the St. Lawrence Seaway system would make much better access to foreign shipping. The Douglas County Junior Republicans will be staging a pre-election rally at 8 o'clock tonight, their headquarters at 1306 Tower Avenue. They'll hear a solo from Jay Adams. H.G. Wright will do some magic tricks, and Junior Republican Chairman Edward Hilton will do the speech-making. And, Jack, if you've got a copy of the Superior Evening Telegram this afternoon, you'll find a picture of two of the five surviving nurses from the Civil War. 99-year-old Mrs. Margaret Hayes and Mrs. Valerie Jones were given a reception in their honor today in Los Angeles.
I'll bet they ran all the way to the building. I assume Mrs. Jones didn't want to give her age.
A lady has to have some air of mystery about her.
Hey, Lou, those young Republicans might want to keep that magician around for tomorrow, too. I have a feeling the Republicans are going to need all the help they can get.
Well, it's hard to say, Jack. I will say that President Hoover has gotten a cold shoulder as he makes train stops across the country. It's rather unnerving to see tent cities named after you.
Yeah, Hoovervilles. Oh, that's tough. Well, thank you, Lou Martin, for the Fagerlin and Berg Fuel Company 5 o'clock news. Incidentally, he'll be back with some other things of interest, too, good listeners. Now, as promised, our forecast for this November the 7th, 1932, from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth. Yesterday, it was a balmy 61 degrees. Can you believe that? A fine Sunday in November. Today, the temperature dipped to a normal high of 41 degrees. And tonight, well, we could get snow or rain. Take your choice, with a low around 30. Partly sunny, though, tomorrow, and a high around, 38 degrees. Bismarck and Chicago both had highs of 56 today. New York and Omaha had 60. And surprise, surprise, St. Paul reached 64 today. That's degrees, not age. Now let's turn some of our wax recordings and play the music of our day. Some new 1932 foot-tapping music, folks. This is Ozzie Nelson with about a quarter to nine on Station KUWS on the Martin and McKenna Show. We've just enjoyed the music of Ozzie Nelson. On this election eve, we have Mr. William McDougall, the Douglas County Register of Deeds, with a message for you. Good evening, sir.
Thank you, Mr. McKenna. To the voters of Douglas County, in coming before you for re-election, I wish to state that I have given the duties of my office the best I had to give, bringing this office to the point of being rated, as reported to the State Convention of Registers at Milwaukee last August, as one of the most efficient registrar's offices in the state of Wisconsin. Your vote of approval will be appreciated. Yours truly, William McDougall, Register of Deeds.
Kind of nervous, eh, Mr. McDougall?
Well, yes. I think that's all natural, but it doesn't mean I can't be a good Register of Deeds.
Oh, no, of course not. So who do you like in that sheriff's race?
Oh, I'd rather not get involved in that fray. I'll keep my vote private, which is the American way of doing things.
Anyway, nice of you to come tonight, especially since no one's challenging you. Are you afraid of a last-minute write-in, perhaps?
No, I do not. I'd like to go now.
Maybe you'd like to request some music.
I can go home and be badgered like this.
Okey-doke, sir. Let's try this one, then. Here's the music of McKinney's Cotton Pickers. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight on Station KUWS, broadcasting from Superior.
what to do. All night long, I seem to say to you, I did wrong when I let you go away. Now I dream about you night and day. I'll be happy if I had you by my side. I'd be happy if I knew you were my bride. If I could be with you for an hour tonight, and free to do the things I might, I want you to know that you couldn't go until I showed you that I love you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you too, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you for just 1 hour, if I could be with you, if I could be with you for an hour tonight, and free to do the things I might, I want you to know that you couldn't go. If I could be with you, I'd love you so. If I could be with you, I'd love you all night long. I'm telling you too, you'd be anything but blue. If I could be with you just for 1 hour, if I could be with you.
The fine sounds of McKinney's Cotton Pickers. So, Lou, do you think I was too hard on Mr. McDougal?
Well, maybe a little. He was pretty nervous, you know.
Oh, I thought his head was going to pop. He was all red. I guess I just can't resist that kind, Lou. So you've got some big news from Burnett County and the good folks in Frederick.
Yes, Jack, one of the largest crowds ever to assemble in this vicinity, that's the Frederick vicinity, Saturday witnessed the official opening of the new pavement, which has just been completed through the village on Highway 35 and 48. The program was opened at 1 o'clock with a parade of progress, which included a band of Chippewa Indians in full regalia, the American Legion Post, an ox team with a load of logs driven by old-time lumberjacks, horse-drawn vehicles of the olden days, old and modern firefighting equipment, and two 1903 automobiles. During the afternoon, boys' bicycle races, boys' and girls' foot races, fat man's races, a tug-of-war between businessmen and farmers was held. The farmers were tug-of-war champions. In the football game between Frederick High School, they defeated Milltown High School 39-0. Between races, Cookie Bergren of Grantsburg entertained with several cowboy songs. The Greased Pig Contest was won by Elmer Solberg, and a wrestling match between C. Bergren of Grantsburg and Henry Vader was declared a draw after 30 minutes of wrestling. Talks during the day were given by Dr. R.G. Arverson, the village president, and Senator C.B. Casperson. The celebration ended with the burning of Old Man Depression and the pavement dance. And, Jack, you've got some real interesting community news coming up. But Harriet isn't here yet, so why don't you go ahead and entertain us with another number?
Harriet's late, huh? Why, it's not like her. I wonder if she bumped into McDougal and had to comfort him.
Well, that's doubtful, but she does have a kind heart.
Let's hear the music of Moon Over Miami on Station KUWS and the Martin and McKenna Show.
shine on my love and me, so we can stroll beside the roll of the rolling sea. Moon over Miami, shine on as we begin a dream or two that may come true when the tide comes in. Hark to the song of the smiling troubadours, hark to the throbbing guitars. Hear how the waves offer thunderous applause after each song to the stars. Moon over Miami, you know we're waiting for a little love, a little kiss on Miami shore.
The fine recordings of Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. Eddie, of course, had his famous piano. Let's find some good bargains at the Grand Rapids Furniture Company. Well, let's see. Here's a buffet mirror for $3.50. Is that a bargain? Woo-hoo! Maytag ironer, brand new, $25. Heaters, up from $7.50. Kitchen table and four chairs. That sounds like it might be worth a lot of money. Uh-oh. Only $6.50. A hall stand for $3. Boy, you could outfit a home in no time at all with this stuff. Oh, and here's a quick meal gas range with Lorraine. I don't know her, but, well, for $37.50. It's hard to believe, folks, but your credit is good, so why not use it at Grand Rapids Annex Furniture Company, 1314 to 16 on Banks Avenue, Broad, 379er. Well, Lou, did Harriet show up?
Well, not yet, and I'm getting worried. I'll tell you, Jack, I've got a little news I'd like to mention, and you go and see if you can find her.
Okay. Harriet, you out there?
No, Jack, I mean, go downstairs and see if you can see her coming down the street or something.
Okay, that's a little much like work, though.
Well, go on, then. Yeah, good listeners, tomorrow night, not only the time when we'll find out who will be the next president of the United States, but the men of the Henry Blomberg VFW Post will install new officers in a special ceremony at Memorial Hall in the courthouse. Oscar Warren will be sworn in as the new post commander, Elmer Thornburg, vice commander, Howard Strauss, junior vice commander, Leola Jess, quartermaster, Chris Sawyer, chaplain, D.H. Campbell, judge advocate, and Richard Van Groningen, the post surgeon. We wish them well. And I see that Jack is coming back. Hey, that was quick.
Guess who forgot her keys?
Oh, I was knocking as loud as I could, but no one was around to open the door. You'd think someone would be in Old Main. Oh, dear.
Just catch your breath and then do your community news when you're ready.
Not like we have any time limits during a half-hour show.
Now, Jack.
Oh, he's right, Lou. I feel embarrassed. That's what happens when I change purses.
I know what you mean.
You do, Lou? How many purses do you have?
I mean, I sympathize with her, Jack.
Okay, I'm ready now. Heavens. Well, The Amaaki Camp Fire Girls are all excited about new officers they elected last week while meeting at the Carpenter School in Superior. Ethel Titch is their new president. Phyllis Bertheum is the vice president and Eva Goldberg treasurer. On November 16th, Mrs. Emma Moran will entertain ladies of the Auxiliary of the Ancient Order of Hibernians, Division 2. They'll play cards and have Mrs. Moran's famous punch. Elk Superior Lodge No. 403 sponsored a program for the patients at the Middle River Sanatorium over Halloween. Isadora Cohen, Timon Thompson, Code Lesage, Thomas Foley, Carl Daly, M.S. Holden, and Eugene Bertheum all helped provide transportation by giving rides to the sanatorium. Mrs. W.G. Kingston organized the St. Albans Episcopal Choir to sing. And Miss Ida McLean organized the music. We all know Ida as the head of music for Superior City Schools. Middle River Superintendent Mrs. Bertha McCartney was so excited by this fine deed of goodwill by the Elks. And Lewis, I'm so excited, thrilled really, to hear Mrs. Dorothy Ayers Loudon speak tomorrow night at the Palace Theater. You know, she's nationally known as a cooking expert and dietitian. You and Jack, being single men, should attend. I think you'll find yourselves eating healthier meals.
Healthier than a peanut butter sandwich?
Well, you know, Harriet, tomorrow night's election night.
She's here for 3 nights in a row, Lewis. I'll go along with you if you think you'd feel more comfortable. I know there'll be a lot of housewives in the palace, and you two might feel out of place.
Sounds like a date then, Harriet. How about Wednesday night after we finish here?
We're set then.
If I'm there, I'm there. Otherwise, don't wait up, kids. That's it for this week's Martin and McKenna Show, good friends. We appreciate you tuning us in. Tonight, much of our programming will be bought and paid for by political parties to air their views. But at 9 o'clock, it's the Uncle Bull's hour for your enjoyment. I'm Jack McKenna. Enjoy your peanut butter dinner, guys. Good night.
This is Radio Superior 1932, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson, with research by Sarah Dorman. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances provided by Kathy Loxo, Al Katz, Peter Nordgren, Bill Stock, John Munson, and Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1932 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or write us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1932. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.